He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the July 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Let's take a look and see. We had a really good week in the market last week. How are we doing today as we begin a new week? The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 19 points right now to 18,067. And if I'm not mistaken, that is at or near all-time highs on the Dow. We have the S&P 500 down a couple of points this morning after a really good week last week. The S&P 500 is at 2,124 right now. The NASDAQ is down a point. The NASDAQ was just on fire last week. I saw those institutions moving into those great big liquid stocks like Amazon and the others like eBay and Netflix, etc., just moving in there with guns blazing last week after we got the Greek situation behind us. Crude oil not doing so well, $50.93. Gold is at 1107 right now. That's a five-year low, and in fact, the commodity index is at 13-year lows. Who's been telling you to avoid commodities like the plague? The euro dropping again now that Greece is back in and a charter member of the EU. The euro is at 1.0859. The 10-year yield is at 2.39%. And we have a lot of companies reporting earnings today, which we'll get to here in a bit because that holds the key right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, if you're over there in Greece listening to the show, you can go to the ATM machine. You can go to the bank. The banks are open. The ATMs are restocked with cash. There is a limit, however, on how much money you can take out. I want to say it's about 65 euros per day. I hope that will get you through the week, but at least the Greek banks are now reopened. And of course, getting Greece behind us was a big, big issue for the market. And you saw what the market did once Greece moved back to the back burner. Meanwhile, gold is plunging to a new five-year low. I've been saying to avoid gold for the last 3.5 years. I have not seen Peter Schiff lately on CNBC, but I'm waiting for him to come on and jump up and down and tell me this is one of the best buying opportunities in gold of all time, because he's been saying that for the last several years. We've got lots of companies reporting earnings here this week, and I laid it out in my newsletter last week of how many companies reported and the specifics on each one and what that did. Did it move the needle at all on this year's earnings estimates for the S&P 500? Did it move the needle at all for next year's estimates on the S&P 500? Because those numbers hold the key to whether or not this bull market could continue. And I've been saying now for the last 6 years plus, every week in my newsletter, every Monday on my show, when we look at the big picture outlook of the market, that the stock market bull market is still in place. In fact, I've sounded like a broken record. Well, here we are again. We're going to go through the big picture of the market today, and we'll lay the tarot cards out on the table here and we'll pull them. No, that's not how I do it. I take a look at the numbers. I look at a lot of different numbers, but it really boils down to bottom line earnings, doesn't it? That's the bait that stocks chase. Earnings. Are earnings going up? Are they staying the same? Or are they receding? And the market will do the same because the market follows earnings. So we'll go through the numbers once again today, the macro picture, the big picture of the market, to see if it's still safe to be in the market. Here's what we've got so far in the way of earnings. And I got to say that so far, so good in earnings reports. In fact, very good, I would say. With about 5% of the precincts counted right now, it's a little bit too early to declare a winner for the earnings season, but it sure is a good trend that we're setting here. Hasbro beats by 4 cents today. We've got Genuine Parts missing by 5 cents. That's one of the few misses that I've seen. That and Co-America last week, which is a large bank. Halliburton, hey, isn't that in the energy sector, the beleaguered energy sector? The one that was getting all the downgrades and causing earnings to plunge the first two quarters of this year? Well, Halliburton comes in and beats by 15 cents. Who would have saw that coming? Lockheed Martin, big member, I believe, of the Dow. I know the S&P 500. Lockheed Martin beats by 27 cents. That's not an indication that there's a recession right around the corner, is it? Morgan Stanley beats by 4 cents, another important stock. Meanwhile, we have a deal again. Seems like every Monday we're getting a deal somewhere. This time it's in the solar space. We've got Sun Edison is buying out Vivint Solar, the number 3 supplier of solar panels, to folks that are transforming their home from getting off the grid and going to the sun. Ross Stores keeps up their brisk pace of expansion. Now, they wouldn't be doing that if they saw a recession around the corner. And meanwhile, like I say, commodities continue to plunge. The commodity index, the CRB index, is hitting a new 13-year low. Will commodities have their day in the sun again? Yeah, but commodities need a plunging dollar. We'll have that at some point in the future. Commodities need red-hot inflation. We'll have that at some point in the future. But now is not the time. Anyways, I've been saying all along, beginning early this year, that the first two quarters of this year would be very soft as it relates to earnings. But by the second half of the year, which is now underway, isn't it? The second half of the year is now underway. I said the second half we would start to pick up again. Earnings would start to pick up and the market would start to pick up. Well, so far, so good. The only thing that was holding us back there for quite some time was the Greek situation. And so the plunging Chinese market to some extent. And now here we are, the second half of the year. I felt like we kind of had the wind in our face in the first half of the year. We had a roaring dollar, which hurts multinationals, which makes our goods less competitive on world markets. We had plunging oil prices, which were hitting the oil patch, the energy stocks, a portion of the S&P 500. We had the Greek situation that just wouldn't go away. And we had, at the very end of the quarter, a shock to the Chinese market. Well, now we're in the second half of the year. Is the wind still in our face? Or are we getting a little wind at our back right now? Now, those four factors that I just talked about, oil, the dollar, China, and Greece, have all taken a back seat for now. And the biggest factor in the market right now are these companies that are reporting on a daily basis. So far this week, Hasbro, once again, beats by 4 cents. Halliburton beats by 15 cents. Lockheed Martin beats by 27 cents. Morgan Stanley beats by 4 cents. The trend so far is excellent in the earnings reports, but a big slew of them are set to report this week and next week. That becomes the biggest factor in the market right now, and I'll be reporting on a daily basis the companies that report how they do versus expectations. I would say that so far about 75 to 80% of S&P 500 stocks are beating earnings estimates. That's a good sign. that's a good sign that growth is starting to resume here in the U.S. economy, although we're only expecting about 2% growth this year. And S&P 500 earnings are expected to grow by about 2% this year. That's it. But how is 2016 shaping up? Because we're starting to get more and more clues and more facts and more evidence that we can weigh on the balances to see whether or not this bull market, which is now 6 years and 16 weeks old, can remain intact. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
back here to the second half of the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we go over the big picture of the market to start the week each week, because without the big picture, without the market on our side, it's pretty hard to make any progress in individual stocks. So it's good every week to take a look at those asset classes, the leading asset classes in the market, which can range from stocks to bonds to precious metals to cash to being short the market, which hasn't been a good idea for the last 6 years. But those asset classes, they bounce around. I like to take a look at them every single week. From there, once we've determined what the top asset classes are in the market, then from there we can go into the indexes around the world. There's times when other indexes are better places to be than our U.S. indexes. And then from there we go into the individual sectors that make up the market, whether it be the energy sector, the insurance sector, the technology sector, the internet sector, the biotech sector. It's so important to be in the right sectors in the market. Well, I looked at the numbers over the weekend, and here's my report to you. First, let's begin with the four factors that kept the lid on earnings in the first half of this year. One was a strong U.S. dollar. Well, the U.S. dollar has weakened now. The U.S. dollar is now kind of trending sideways. So there will still be companies that this quarter say, well, we were hurt by a strong U.S. dollar. Overall, that doesn't seem to be a real big factor anymore. We can put that one in the rearview mirror, at least for now, unless the dollar heats up again, and tell companies that sell overseas that you're just going to have to deal with it somehow. But it should not have any more major impact on the earnings, the overall earnings of the S&P 500. The second biggest factor that put a lid on earnings in the first two quarters of this year is energy, oil prices. Well, they're still not good, but they're not plunging anymore. They seem to have found a home now in that $50 to $60 range. We're at the bottom end of that range. And barring a breakdown in oil prices once again and another plunge, I don't see any more downwards revisions, any significant downwards revisions anyways, to earnings going forward from the energy patch and from low oil prices. That one seems to have moved to the back burner. Just as recently as last week, Greek interest rates were soaring to almost 20%, and it looked like the odds of a Greek exit from the European Union were getting higher and higher and higher. Well, there was a last-minute deal. Greece looked around at their options, Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, and decided that austerity, Plan A, was the best option that they had. And now Greek interest rates have come back down to 12%, still very high, but not pushing 20% anymore. Greece received their bailout money, and now Greece moves to the back burner for now. And the last factor that really kind of spooked the market, especially towards the end of the halfway point there, was the sudden plunge in the Chinese markets. Well, that seems to have stabilized for now. I think investors are finally starting to look at the truth there, that it's not a valuation bubble. The FTSE China 25 index is trading at a P.E. ratio, average P.E. ratio of about 10 right now. That is not a valuation bubble. So now that those four factors have settled down, they're under control for now, what did we see last week? We saw big institutional investors, mutual funds, pension funds, etc., which are really the elephants in the room. They make up about 70% of the trading in the market on a daily basis. What did they do? They shoved chips back onto the table. And these big institutions, you know, it's hard for them to buy micro caps and even small caps. Where did the institutions shove money back onto the table? Big liquid growth stocks. Amazon broke out to new all-time highs. There's plenty of liquidity in that one for the big institutions to put chips, risk on chips, back on the table. eBay saw a massive move last week. Another big liquid stock. Netflix, well, yeah, it was helped too by their earnings beat, but it was also helped by massive quantities of money coming back into the market from institutions that were sitting a little bit on the sidelines, who had raised quite a bit of cash until those four factors that I just talked about settled down a bit. And now that they've settled down, here come the chips back on the table. Google. I was lucky enough to buy Google before their earnings report. Google has been rising in my Best Stock Now app. And I watched the breakout on Google last week, and I bought it before the big, big breakout, the day that Google was up 16% or $97 per share. I captured that move. I sent out a push notification before the market closed that day. I'm buying Google in my conservative growth account. Market closed a couple hours later. Google reported earnings, blew out estimates, and was up $9,700 a share the very next day. So that was a pretty good one. And that's where the money is going right now. You're seeing these institutions getting their money back on the table in a big way and chasing big liquid stocks. Okay? Now, those factors that I just talked about, China, Greece, energy prices, rising dollar, are now behind us. And now what are we in? We're in the midst of earnings season. Earnings now are the biggest factor in the market. Now, as of last week when I reported, earnings estimates for this year, about $120 per share for the S&P 500. That's just slightly higher than last year's $118 per share. So we're seeing very little growth in earnings this year versus last year because of those factors I just named. But now that we're halfway through 2015, the market is looking ahead to 2016 earnings. I updated my estimates for next year, which we'll get to here in a bit. But those numbers are set to change here in the coming weeks as one by one companies report earnings. Last week was the first week of earnings season, really, of any significant earnings. And how did it go? Johnson & Johnson beat by 3 cents. Wells Fargo reported in line. The stock is breaking out. J.P. Morgan beat by 10 cents. Bank of America beat earnings, and it's threatening to break out to new highs. Citigroup beat earnings, and it's breaking out to new highs. Netflix blew out earnings. The stock also broke out. Google beat earnings. So far, so good. What does that do to the numbers? Well, when we come back, we'll continue our big look at the market right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I'm really surprised at just how good this earnings season has started off. You know, it's kind of like, you know, election night when you count 5 to 10% of the precincts and you can project a winner from there. Well, so far we've got about 5 to 10% of the precincts reporting. And I'm not ready to project a winner yet, but man, I've seen nothing at all to suggest that this second half of 2016, we're not back on the track of earnings growth once again. And that is the bait that the market's going to chase, and that's going to send this market higher. So I would say that so far, with the earnings reports that we've had so good. I mean, it's just really incredible that they're beating earnings by so much. I mean, they've obviously sandbagged leading up to this earnings season. I'm just going on the estimates. My estimates for this year are about 118, 119, 120, somewhere in there for S&P 500 earnings. To put that in perspective, back in 2009, the S&P made $55 per share. Now we're back up to 120. And in a moment here, we'll take a look ahead to 2016, because that's what the market's doing. Well, at halfway point of the year, at a week or two here, S&P 500 is now up 3.3% for the year. It finished the first half flat, but we're off to a good start here in the second half of the year. And I predicted at the beginning of the year that the second half, things would start to pick up again. The S&P 500, from a technical point of view, has not broke out to new highs yet. It's still in a sideways trend, obviously, up just 3.3% for the year. But I'm looking ahead now to 2016, and I think it's just a matter of time before the S&P 500 breaks out to new all-time highs and begins another uptrend. Now, that's subject to change, obviously. We don't know what factors are lurking around the next corner, but right now we seem to have a coast clear type of signal on the market. And you saw massive amounts of money pushing their way and pushing little investors around last week as gobs of money came back in to the big liquid stocks. That caused the NASDAQ to break out to new all-time highs last week. We showed that in my newsletter over the weekend, the breakout in the NASDAQ. Believe it or not, the NASDAQ is now up 10% year to date. We look around the world, emerging markets still a very poor place to be. They're flat on the year, flat to slightly down. Europe still kind of has that Greek mess to get straightened out, but I watch the European stocks, especially the European financials, like UBS and Barclays. Once again, they're on the move upwards. Europe is up 7.3% on the year. Those China A shares, they're just too volatile. They're just too illiquid. They're just too irrational right now to even touch. The valuation may be there, but the sentiment is all over the place. Very irrational right now. And when markets get irrational like that, I just step aside and let them work their way out. Bonds are still a terrible place to be. The long bond down 5.7% so far this year. The 10-year treasury down about 1% so far this year. Gold still a terrible place to be. As we look at the ranking of the asset classes right now, here's what the best stocks now is telling me. The best place to be invested is U.S. stocks, whether it be the NASDAQ, whether it be U.S. large caps, whether it be small caps, whether it be mid caps. They come in all sizes. They come in all flavors. U.S. stocks continue to rule the roost. And that's where I have the vast majority of my investments. In fact, probably 98%. Is in U.S. stocks. What percent do I have to the worst asset classes in the market? I have no exposure to any hedges or short positions. Yes, there will come a time when the bears will eventually be right, but they've been wrong for the last 6+ years. The only thing that looks good on the short side is gold and commodities as they continue to plunge. I have no exposure to the emerging markets right now. That's also down near the bottom of my asset class rankings. And bonds continue to be at or near the bottom of the asset class rankings. I have no exposure to bonds. But Bill, when I enter in my numbers into the asset allocation calculator on www.mediocrereturns.com, it comes up with 60% I should have in the bond market right now. Are you telling me that the computer's wrong? Well, wake up, read the headlines, Get outside, take some good breath of fresh air, take a look at the interest rate environment right now. Take a look out 5 years, 10 years, take a look at all the defensive action that big institutions are taking to hedge themselves against a rising interest rate environment. That is not a good environment for the bond market. But Bill, I need income. I've got to have those. If you're going to hold the bonds to maturity, okay, no problem. Get your income, cash them in at the end of the term, and get your principal back. But most people have bond funds, which are extremely sensitive to interest rate moves. And what income you get from the interest that the bonds pay, you're going to be offset by the drop in the principal. It's all about total return, because your income comes from two things. Your income comes from the interest earned and or the capital appreciation. In my book, big dividend paying stocks have the potential for both right now. Bonds have the worst of it. You're going to get your interest, but they have a big potential for capital depreciation because they're interest rate sensitive. So I prefer, you can look, in fact, I think the second half of the year is going to be a very good half for big interest rate or dividend paying stocks. They were pretty flat through the first half of this year, but now they're starting to take off once again. But you have to be in the right areas. Their stock selection is still very, very critical. My dividend, my growth and income account is finally starting to make some noise after being quite languid for the first 6 months of this year due to the factors that I mentioned above. And the last place, the other one that I don't have any exposure to at all, is the commodities, gold, silver, precious metals, energy, etc. Those are the worst asset classes to be invested in right now. And as it relates to the indexes around the world, it's all about the U.S. leading indexes, the Momentum Index, the S&P, the U.S. Broad Market Index, the U.S. Microcap Index, the S&P Low Volatility Index, the Vanguard U.S. Large Cap Index. These big institutions are chasing big liquid stocks right here in the U.S., and you saw many of these indexes blowing up and breaking out to the upside this last week. And if you want to leverage yourself, NASDAQ 2x, S&P 2x, the Dow 2x, there's lots of leveraged indexes out there if you're playing that game with ETFs. In fact, I look at the NASDAQ 3-to-1, which is TQQQ, breaking out with a vengeance last week. Stocks are still the best place to be. Well, Bill, you've been saying that now for 6 years and 16 weeks. And I'm still saying it. And I'm not afraid to say it. I am not waving any yellow flags. I'm not waving any red flags. I continue to wave a green flag here at Gunderson Capital Management. Stocks are still the best place to be. And I believe that if you have an asset allocation of half stocks and half bonds, the drop in bonds is going to offset the gains that stocks are making right now, and you're going to end up with a very mediocre return when the year is over. Well, isn't it risky to have all my money in one asset class like equities? You tell me. I think it's riskier to have exposure to bonds in a rising interest rate environment. But that's just me. I go where the best asset classes are, and I avoid the ones that are not favorable at this time due to market conditions, due to economic conditions, due to global conditions. There's nothing you can do about those, but you have to deal with the hand that you are dealt. And right now it favors equities. It still favors equities. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've determined once again for the sixth year and 16 weeks, I continue to be bullish, bull on the market. I'm a bull on the market. The market has more than tripled since then, and I see no reason right now that the market is ready to go into its bear phase, which will happen at some point in time, just like the phases of the moon, just like the tide comes in and out in the harbor and in the ocean. There will eventually be a time when the tide goes out in the economy and we face another recession. And just like it's not good to own bonds in a rising interest rate environment, it's not good to own stocks during a recession, during a shrinkage of the U.S. economy, and during times when earnings of the S&P 500 are receding instead of growing. My numbers for next year are still about $130, a little bit north of $130 per share on the S&P 500, which would be a pretty good gain over this year's 118, 119, somewhere in there. And until I see numbers that tell me otherwise, I remain bullish on the market. I look at the technical pattern of the market of the S&P. Take a look at a five-year chart of the S&P 500, the six-year chart. You'll see that the primary trend faces up. And when you have a primary trend that's going higher from left to right, higher and higher, you call that a bull market. The primary trend remains up in the market. And the earnings estimates out there for 2016, which we're now looking towards, support, as of now, the market continuing to go up. Okay, now we need to look at the sectors of the market, because there's some sectors of the market that are better than most. And in fact, I looked at a lot of charts over the weekend. Let's call it 1,000 charts, which is a pretty good sampling. The one thing that I come away impressed with after looking at those charts is that this market remains very, very narrow. Most stocks are not participating in this bull market this year. They're very flat to down. They're in areas of the market that aren't flourishing right now. The leadership in the market, the breadth of the market, is very, very narrow. It really comes down to about four or five sectors in the market, and the rest you can completely ignore. What are those four or five sectors? Well, I've been saying for the last several years that the biotech sector is the hottest sector in the entire market. I continue to have a heavy overweighting in the biotech sector, and that has helped my returns here in 2015. And as I sit here today, it is still the number one ranked sector. Go to the Best Stocks Now app, click on sectors, and it will rank the sectors there for you. And you will see on the top of the heap the biotech index. I measure it through an exchange-traded fund called IBB. It continues to be the strongest sector in the market. Number two is a very close cousin, the pharmaceuticals sector. Almost one and the same, but the pharmaceutical sector includes companies like Johnson & Johnson and Merck and Lilly and Bristol-Myers Squibb, etc., established drug companies, where the biotech sector includes mostly just those ones out there on the frontier. Those are still the two leading sectors in the market. The healthcare sector, another very closely related sector, is also in the top 10. Still a leading sector in the market. We've had a lot of people added to the healthcare rolls through their healthcare insurance who now have access to the healthcare system. There's a lot more customers now for these healthcare companies, and that continues to drive growth, and that continues to lead these healthcare stocks higher. You can also throw in the banking sector, which benefits from rising interest rates. Finally, the bank stocks are waking up, and we saw several of them report last week. Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, they all came in and beat estimates, and it's only going to get better for the banking stocks. The consumer stocks also are doing pretty good. You have to be in the right ones, however. And lastly, the sector that really woke up last week was the internet sector. Holy cow, with the move in Google, with the move in Amazon, with the move in Facebook, with the move in eBay, big, liquid, high growth stocks, feeding frenzy taking place right now by the big white sharks, the great white sharks. Who are the great white sharks in the market? You know, when a great white shark shows up on a school of tuna that are feeding and seals and bait and everything, guess who wins? Guess who flees? Well, in the market, the great white sharks are the institutions. Name Fidelity, TD Waterhouse, Schwab, great big mutual funds moving in for the kill. Buying up gobs of Google, gobs of Facebook, gobs of Amazon. Why? Because these are big liquid stocks. The financial sector also is a beneficiary of higher interest rates. Everything else you can pretty much scratch off your list. These are the sectors, the biotech, the pharmaceuticals, the medical, the banking, to some extent, the financials, and quite a few of the consumer stocks are the leaders in the market. You can totally forget about the miners. You can totally forget about natural gas, fracking, gold miners, energy stocks, oil equipment stock, hard assets, and a lot of in-between sectors right now that are really going nowhere. It's the big five that continue to lead the market higher. Once again, let me see what week we're on right now. 6 years, 16 weeks and counting, the bull market remains intact for now. It has flattened out for now, the first half of this year, but my prediction is that the S&P is going to break out to new all-time highs in the second half of the year. The NASDAQ already has. Bull market still intact. You can get the newsletter and follow along every week at pwstreet.com, or you can talk to us about managing your money at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.